You going? Go, go, go. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yesser, only on the Voice of the Cape.
14 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. If you just joined us, welcome to the Monday edition of VOC Breakfast. It's nice having you with us. Now, since last Thursday, more than a dozen Cape Townian families have had to deal with the trauma of family members suffering gunshot wounds, some of them being fatal. Now, this includes two teenagers shot and killed in a drive-by shooting in Mitchell's Plain's Beacon Valley and four men who were shot and killed in Lost City over the weekend. Now, reports on the ground suggest that one or two of the several others who were injured have also succumbed to their wounds. And word on the streets is that these shootings are gang-related. And although gun violence is not something new to us, the sudden spike has reminded us that it is a problem and we have not yet found lasting solutions. But to get a feel of what's been happening in Mitchell's Plain over the weekend, joining us online this morning, chairperson of the local CPF, and that is Norman Judges. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners.
So perhaps let's start off by understanding, you know, exactly what has been the feel like, you know, over the past few days. I mean, by Saturday morning, we understood that, you know, in the past 72 hours or so, there had been two killings, unfortunately. What's going on at the moment?
Yeah, over the last, last 4 or 5 days, there's been altogether 10 murders in Mitchell's Plain. So we as a newly elected CPF, we're very concerned about the killings, and we obviously want to share our condolences with the affected families. But we're saying gangsterism has been, it's been very accepted by the community. We are tolerant towards gangsterism, and we're saying as long as it doesn't affect me personally, it's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that feeling amongst sections of our community. But we shouldn't accept it as normal. It can't be normal when our loved ones are being killed around us, and many of those people being killed are also innocent people. So it can't be business as usual, and we need to address it. It's not just the community, but it's also government, the city of Cape Town, the province. We all have a role to play in making our areas safe and gang-free.
Now, Norman, you know, in terms of some of these killings, we understand they've been said to be as a result of gang violence. I mean, how sure are we that it's gang-related?
You know, we don't have proof of that as now, and SAPS has also been reluctant to say it's gang-related. But it appears that there is an element of gangsterism linked to this. Because at least one or two of those folk, you know, community are saying that they were associated with gangs. And sometimes you're not, maybe especially the younger ones, you might not be a gangster as such, but maybe some of the friends and people that you associate with might be gangsters. And so you might be just in the wrong crowds.
Mm.
So it's important that we as parents, we know who the friends are that our children are hanging out with, because some of them might be gangsters. And you can't just judge people by the way they dress and think that they're not gangsters, you know, or they don't have a big tattoo on them that, and you say they're not gangsters. But it's important that we know who our children associate with there.
Now, Norman, in your opinion, you know, how has SAPS handled the situation over the past few days that has been playing out? We understand that an arrest was made as well.
Yeah. I think it's difficult for me now to judge how SAPS dealt with a particular situation. But when I look at it as a community member, I know that SAPS is we could possibly deal with it much better, not just from a law enforcement perspective, but looking at law enforcement, we don't see collaboration between the Metro Police, law enforcement, and SAPS. That is surely lacking in Mitchell's Plain. I'm not even sure whether we've got enough police persons and resources, police vans in Mitchell's Plain. So We don't have a gang strategy that everybody bought. We don't have a gang unit in Mitchell's Plain. So you've got a gang unit that rotates. And the minute you leave this area, you go to another area, then gangsterism shoots up again. So we need a more dedicated team in Mitchell's Plain, for instance, that just focuses on Mitchell's Plain. Because one is being killed today, then two more people is recruited the same day. You know, so that is gangsterism. Unfortunately, it is part of us, and we cannot accept it as normal. So, SAPS, we think we're still investigating as a newly elected CPF exactly how many police personnel we have, how many vans we've got, how many of those vans are working, have we got enough people per sector in Mitchell's Plain. So we're looking at that. Then, of course, you know, gangsterism cannot just be addressed via law enforcement. It's about prevention as well.
Mm.
And this is where the community and the city of Cape Town and provincial government, we feel that they should do crime prevention programs, and they're not doing it. They cannot just come around and blame the police or just say gangsterism is bad.
Have you addressed this?
Political points, you know?
Norman, have you addressed this with the relevant councillors, etc.?
We've requested a meeting with the two sub-councils in Mitchell's Plain, and hopefully they will give us a date in this month, because we feel that they should play a role. The city is supposed to establish a community safety forum, which will consist of the government as well as civil society organizations, including the religious leaders. They haven't done that, so that's why we want to meet with them. We also feel that the councillors are far removed from crime. Gangsterism is everybody's business, including the councillors. So we feel that they should play a much greater role and not just looking at the police for the solutions.
Right. Norman, well, we'll pick up on this story again, and I do hope that you hear from the city and from our side as well. I think we'll try and get the city on just to clarify in terms of what you've just mentioned. But that was chairperson of the Mitchell's Plain CPF, Norman Janji, speaking to us this morning.
And also we know that Minister Albert Fitz, he also made an appearance yesterday to go and visit some of the family members, but nothing came from that as yet, or at least nothing in the news in terms of what came from that. We're going to see what it is that we can do to get Minister also to share comment with regards to that as well. But also in relation to that, Sabria, another shooting also occurred apparently in Lotus River on Friday evening, also claiming the life of a 15-year-old girl. And police say that she was caught in the crossfire and that a 24-year-old suspect has been arrested. Chairman of the Krasi Park CPF, Melvin Yonkets, he joins us online this morning. Melvin, good morning. Thank you so much for your time on Breakfast 91.3 FM. You must have heard you know, some of the comments that Norman Yonkets have made, who is the chairperson of the Mitchell's Plain CPF. But before we get into those, what's the latest with regards to the shooting? What exactly happened?
Now, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Firstly, once again, the CPF would like to express our sincere condolences and sympathy to the family of the girl that was shot, Kimberly Josephus, in Lotus River on Friday evening. Yes, I can confirm, as you said, that a 24-year-old suspect was arrested minutes after the shooting. Minutes after the shooting on Friday night. And I also want, at the same time, as I'm reporting about the arrest of the suspect, commend the Grassy Park community, the Grassy Park police, for the prompt action to ensure that a suspect is arrested. We've also got witnesses that can identify the suspect, and we can confirm in Grassy Park that the incident was gang-related. It was a shooting incident between two rival gangs in that specific area.
Wow. And now, in terms of the area, as you know, Grassy Park, Lotus River, what are some of the biggest challenges that you are facing? We're taking into account also some of the comments that Norman has made, you know, from the Mitchell's Plain CPF. Is the Grassy Park CPF facing, the same challenges?
Now, I must say, in Grassy Park, we have a good collaboration and cooperation between most of our councillors and also the police. We work together well. We've also got a strong neighbourhood watch a system operating in our area that patrol most of the areas in the Grassy Park area. So we don't really have the challenges that that Mitchell's Plain are facing. We have challenges, but not that great as Mitchell's Plain is facing. Obviously, Mitchell's Plain is a bigger area.
It's a bigger area.
In Grassy Park, so their challenges will differ a bit to our area.
No,
but regarding gang activities, we are known as a gang station because we have gangs operating in most of our precinct area.
Okay. Now, also with regards to some of the rumors that is making it on social media at this point, Melvin, what is your comment with regards to it in terms of, you know, it's new recruits, you know, they're trying to recruit these youngsters into the gangs, and if these these youngsters, you know, don't oblige basically to their demands, and then things like this happen. Have you come across anything of the sort?
Well, yes, we have such incidents in our area where it is known as gang initiation. A gang initiation process whereby young or new recruits must go and prove themselves, and they must do something to get a rank or a certain position in a gang. We know about those activities, but I can't confirm that it was an initiation. You know, all I can confirm is that it was a shooting between two rival gangs.
Let's leave it at that. Melvin Jonkers, the chairperson of the Grassy Park CPA. Thank you so much for your time this